families. The rest quickly lost heart. I've never understood men who have trouble with their ska. I find the creatures easy to control if you show a properly firm hand. The obligator nodded, standing quietly in his gray robes. He seemed pleased, which was a good thing. The ska weren't actually Tresting's property. Like all ska, they belonged to the Lord Ruler. Tresting only leased the workers from his god, much in the same way he paid for the services of his obligators. The obligator looked down, checking his pocket watch, then glanced up at the sun. Despite the ashfall, the sun was bright this day, shining a brilliant crimson-red behind the smoky blackness of the upper sky. Tresting removed a handkerchief and wiped his brow, thankful for the parasol's shade against the midday heat. "Very well, Tresting," the obligator said. "I will carry your proposal to Lord Venture as requested. He will have a favorable report from me on your operations here." Tresting held in a sigh of relief. An obligator was required to witness any contract or business deal between noblemen. True, even a lowly obligator like the ones Tresting employed could serve as such a witness, but it meant so much more to impress Straff Venture's own obligator. The obligator turned toward him. "I will..."